No More Secrets. Recording date, July 22nd, 2000. Ingo Swann.
Much of what's been said about remote viewing and Ingo Swann, his participation in the Stargate project, and the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency's involvement in funding psychotronics and its potential for weaponization, well, you have every right to be suspicious. But that's not what I wanted to discuss with Ingo when we talked in the summer of 2000. Cosmic Art, a book he edited in the 1970s, was the entry point for our conversation.
Cosmic Art is actually the research of Dr. Piper of Syracuse University. And in 1933, he went to some big exposition someplace and saw one painting that gave him some kind of a mental catharsis about a different kind of art. And he then collected, interviewed many artists through the next decades and ended up, I have those archives, and there are folders for slightly over 900 artists. And they range from religious iconography up through transpersonal, transformative kinds of paintings. But the unique thing is that he sent around these written interview questions to these artists and said, you know, what's your philosophical background and religious, and where do you get your visions from, and so forth and so on. So there's a lot of actually confessions from these artists, and it seems like that they were trying to draw their inspiration from a source that Piper said needed to be called cosmic, because it was similar enough, but it was above given religions. It was sort of a holistic type of thing, out of which religions may descend, or something like that. So I had to use the word cosmic in that sense, because all of the other terms that we have available are partitioning this kind of thing. So it's a tremendous collection, and the book, when I finally did get it published, is approximately 1/8 of his entire manuscript.
Your reflections upon this, and I recognize this is like literally 25, almost 30 years later, with regards to cosmic art. At the time, there was a complaint that it wasn't collected. It was kind of poo-pooed or thought to be some kind of marginalized piece of business in the art world. Things have changed.
When the book was published? No, it wasn't poo-pooed. I mean, the art world didn't take that much notice of it to begin with, you know. It was published in 1968, I think, if I remember correctly. And it was too close to the spiritual or the ephemeral, and it didn't fit into the contemporary concepts of art at the time. But many of these artists had shows at various times, and their work was not acknowledged as existing by the then art world too. The thing that probably dynamited this art into permanent obscurity was World War II. Most of these artists were painting before that, and the Transcendental Meditation Group in New Mexico was formulated before World War II. So you have a period of approximately 8 years when art of any kind was not of primary interest to the world, because the world was involved in war. And a number of important contributions in parapsychology were produced at that time too, and fell into similar obscurity because of the war. So after World War II, many of the cosmic artists that Piper had dealt with were getting very old, and many had died already. They were born in the 19th century, actually. So it's just, it was just an art movement that didn't make it into a position of power, aesthetic power, because of a number of reasons. And in the purpose of me getting that version of Cosmic Art published was to make sure that there was just a historical remembrance of these people.
Among the people who were connected to the group along was like Dane Rudyar, and who of course is famous to this day for a number of books that continue to be in use. But what I want to do before we leave this part and we start to migrate into later in this century is, you're absolutely correct. These guys were onto something. They were on their own. They didn't know what, in fact, they were doing, and therefore it's impossible to make mistakes, you know, because they didn't know what they were doing. But I would like to get your reflection, again, someone who's had an interest in this and has now had the benefit of years to be able to reflect upon what these folks were doing at the beginning. What were they doing? Were they actually painting what they saw? I mean, you're an artist. You've obviously been attracted to this work for a number of reasons.
Well, you've seen the book Cosmic Art, and it was necessary to put four or five different sections in it because there's consistency of visions among certain artist groups, but other ones were approaching it from a different angle. You know, there's a section in there on transcending time, you know, which is ideal for abstractions. And there are many paintings in there that show what amounts to a psychic, holistic appreciation of nature, for instance. So it's his collection, it's not all of one piece, you know. And art, the art world likes art to be all of one piece, so there's several different approaches to it. But they were all definitely, there's a general agreement amongst these artists, as they said in there. They wrote lots of about themselves because Piper encouraged them to do that. That they were trying to express what cannot be seen by the physical eyes and has to be appreciated or perceived mentally or something like that. And that's the one factor that they could use what the eyes could see, but there's always an additional effect that comes out of it. So their aim, more or less across the board, was not what we would call representational art within the visible light spectrum, but representational art of what exists in addition to the visible spectrum.
And herein lies an interesting key for me. They almost always talk to things being spiritual or religious in nature. And yet I notice, and this is two guys talking, that when I speak to these things, you almost bristle. Have I got this wrong or something?
This is the difficulty with vocabulary. You see, English doesn't have the terms. People have to use the vocabulary that they have. And what some of these artists meant by spiritual is not what a lot of people would think of as spiritual. It's more important to think of these as a group of these artists as transcendentalists, because they're transcending just the average perception of things. And in fact, the Transcendental Art Group in New Mexico, when it was formulated, actually used a term that's more or less correct. So when these artists, when you see them using the word spiritual, actually, it's perfectly legitimate to replace that word with transcendental. And you get more towards the center of what they thought they were doing.
That was a short excerpt from a two-hour conversation I recorded with Ingo Swann. By the way, Ingo eventually got around to discussing frames of reference that are critical to remote viewing. My connection to abstract art persuaded him that there was more to my questions than meets the eye. Please consider making a contribution to help build the No More Secrets collection of disruptive ideas and alternative futures. Your donation will keep the conversations alive and encourage new listeners to dream out loud. Thanks in advance for your support.